The growth of the railroads thrusts America into the biggest building expansion the country has ever seen, led by a new breed of leader.
The story of America isn't just the story of the patriots that helped build the democracy. The reason the United States is the leading economy in the world is because of the work of entrepreneurs who created entire industries that propelled the United States to be the leader of the free world.
One man, Cornelius Vanderbilt, through brute force and intimidation, has made himself the undisputed king of the railroads. He now owns 40% of America's train lines. But he wants them all.
To me, it's always what's next, and I think that's what drives most very successful people. It's never about the money. I mean, that's a way of keeping score. It's about achievement, and it's about winning a game, and it's about upping the ante.
Chicago is America's fastest growing city. The line connecting it to New York is the most traveled and valuable in all the world. And it's not Vanderbilt's. To make his empire complete, he must gain control of the Erie Line.
The Erie was one of the relatively early publicly traded corporations. Vanderbilt had the advantage of millions and millions of dollars. Deep pockets are always an advantage when you're trying to gain control of a corporation.
Vanderbilt instructs his agents to buy up as much stock as possible, demanding control of the company by the end of the week. It's a vintage Vanderbilt move, one he pioneered, known today as a hostile takeover. But his attempt will be thwarted by an even more ingenious idea, cooked up by two unknowns, Jay Gould and Jim Fisk.